we're discussing stories because it's full of lila. Lila means stories, drama, lila, play. And they're full of feelings, bhava, pathos, instructions, shiksha, meaning, teachings. So many things are here in every lila. Every lila has two sides, the lila vichara and tattva vichara. What is the pastime and what is the teaching? What is the truth? And even there's like, they say there's adhyatmik vichara, adhibhautik vichara, and adhidaivik vichara. There's three levels of understanding every pastime. What it means to me, what are the elements of the story, and what is the actual story itself as itself. And then what does the story of lila mean to Krishna and his associates? So the adhyatmik vichara of lila, adhibhautika vichara, adhidaivika. The transcendental level between Radha and Krishna and Daivika. Adi Atmika level, my level, what does it mean? What is the teaching for me? What is the meaning and relevance to me? Adi Atmika. And Adi Bhautika, what are the elements of the story? And how does this story flow with that story? And this chapter connects with that chapter. And many times in studying Bhagavatam or Gita, many people just stay on that level, Adi Bhautika. You know, this chapter fits with that, and this teaching fits with that. Well, how does it apply to me? And what's Krishna doing here with Arjuna? What's the lila and the bhava and exchanges with Krishna back and forth? That's not presented. May not be understood. That's why we have purports. And that's what Vishnath. Vishnath is expert at bringing out the Adi Daivika Vichara and Adi Atmika. How it applies to me and how it applies to, you know, because he has all, if you read the purports of Vishnath and Bhagavad Gita, you see he has all these dialogues. And this verse, just a verse. Krishna is giving one, speaking one. In this verse, Krishna anticipates that Arjuna is going to have a doubt and say this. So anticipating Arjuna is going to present this particular doubt, and Arjuna is going to say this, Krishna speaks this verse to answer that doubt, if you've read the purports. So he basically, what Vishnu does in Srimad Bhagavatam, in his Sarta Darshini Tikas, or anywhere, he enters right into the heart of Krishna, the Prem Vishaya. He enters right into the heart of the devotee, whoever that devotee is, Prem Ashraya, whether that devotee is in Vatsalya Bhav, whether that devotee is in Madhurya Bhav, whether that devotee is in Sakya Bhav or Dasya Bhav, he enters right into their heart and he becomes them. It's extraordinary. If you study the purports of Vishwanath, sometimes he's speaking as Yashoda. Have you read the purport? Sometimes he's speaking as Subal, sometimes as Sridham, sometimes as Arjun, sometimes as Krishna. He's speaking. Mother Yashoda said this, and Lala said this. Radharani said this, and Lita said this. How is it possible? Because he is a Sakhi. Right? He's, what is, I just, Vinod Valerie Manjari. And he's Radharani's Sakhi Manjari. He has access to all the bhavas. If you're in Madhurya Bhav, you have access to all the bhavas. Access to Vatsalya Bhav. Access and understanding and perception of Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya. He knows the heart of, if you know the heart of Radharani, which is unlimited and fathomless, but Sakhis and Mandris, they know something of Radharani's heart. Something. If you know the heart of Radharani, you know the heart of Yashoda. If you know the heart of Radharani, you know the heart of Yashoda, Subal, Sridham, and Raktak Patrak. Can't but be. So now in the first story in Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami Pada Ki, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Sri Sri Gornitai Ki Jai. This story is called, of course we gave it this title, because it's stories and these chapters have titles, but in one particular chapter with one particular specific title, there may be 8 or 9 stories. So I've given each of these stories different titles. And we have 3 or 4 CDs with these stories. Again, it's a continuing thing. I thought last year, there was about 2 stories left from last year's preparation. And I thought, I don't think there's any more stories in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I read through it. We've been telling stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita for 3 or 4 kartis, isn't it? So I thought, I think I've extracted all the stories, but maybe there's more. I don't know. So I looked, I said, oh, there's 3 more stories, and 3 more, and 3 more. I got up to about 25 stories, which is about two kartiks worth. I still haven't finished. So I realized shastras are unlimited. You think you've reached the end, and then you start again in the beginning. So this Nittai Trixangore. This is Madhya Lila chapter 3, verses 9 through 35. Sevesha kaila ebe brindavana gya krishna nishevana kari nibrite vasya eta bali chali prabhu premon madhera chinha dik vidik gyana dahi kibarachi dina nityananda achayaratna mukunda tina janna Prabhu pache pache tine karena gaman. Translation. Sevesha kaila Vrindavan gya. After accepting the sannyas order, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan and engage himself wholly and solely in the service of Mukunda in a solitary place. So now, after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, serving Krishna intimately. And the Vilas Kunjas, or secluded Kunjas, deep forest of Braj. Krishna Nisevana. Krishna Nisevana? Nibritavasya. Nibritavas. Like we say Brajavas? Nibrita. Nibritavas. Nibrita Nikunj. In the Nimbark Sampradaya, they have Nibrita Nikunj Lila. They have their ideas that 24 hours. And then Nibrita Nikunj. Radha and Krishna are 24 hours in the Kunja. There's only Madhurya Ras. There's no Sakya Vatsalya. There's no cows, all these things. Is Radha and Krishna and Sakyon in Nibrita Nikunj. Moment to moment, Leela to Leela, Bhava to Bhava, ecstasy to ecstasy, one after the other, 24 hours a day. They never come out of the Kunj. So this is, and then he says, Krishna Nisevana Kari Nibrita Vas. He says, Nibrita Vas. Now the Bhava, Lord Chaitanya, is, I want to go to Vrindavan and Nibritavas. I want to live in a very secluded and private kunja. I don't want anyone to bother me. I'm going to lock my gate and not let anyone in. And I'm simply going to absorb myself in Krishna Nisevana. Why does it say, we say Krishna Seva. What are you doing, Krishna Seva? Why does it say Krishna Nisevana? Nisevana means something very special. The translation is here. It says Krishna Nisevana, service to Lord Krishna. Why don't they just say Krishna Seva? Akaraj says Krishna Nisevana. Ni means very intimate seva. This means samyog or samprayog. Samprayog means rati keli. Means I want to go to a very private, secluded Nikunja. Me, because this is Krishna and Radha Bhav, and my sham. And me and Sham and I, Radha and Sham, will be in this very secluded private kunja, no one else, and I will serve Krishna, I will do Krishna Nisevana. This was the mood of Lord Chaitanya after he took sannyas. And this is describing Nittai Trix Gore, text in the next translation, number 10. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was en route to Vrindavan, all the ecstatic symptoms became manifest. He did not know in which direction he was going, nor did he know whether it was day or night. Dik vidik gyana nahi kibarachi dina. Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, prem, it says, prem on mad dera chinha. Chinha means, like we say, charana chinha. Charana chinha means the lines. The lines and designs and patterns on the bottom of the feet, charana chinha. Chinha means the lines, the patterns, the symptoms. Prem unmad chinha. In this gopi bhav, he was in prem unmad. Unmad, this means adiruda mahabhav. And the particular level of adiruda mahabhav, there's ruda mahabhav and adiruda. The particular level of adiruda mahabhav is divyonmad. We say divine madness. Transcendental madness. So he's transcendentally mad. When a person is mad, does a madman know where he is? Does a madman know if it's day or night? No. Does he know if he's going this way or that way? You say, madman, where are you going? I don't know. Everywhere. Where are you going? I'm going everywhere. What day? And you see, when you read the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, these are some of the symptoms of Adiruddha Mahabhav in Divyonmad. You don't know if it's day or night. Radharani would sometimes think it was the nighttime was day, the daytime was night. There's all these descriptions are there. She'd say, "Hey, Sakhi, what is the sun out? Is it daytime? Hare Sakhi, it's 1 o'clock, it's nighttime. Acha, I thought it was daytime. Where are you?" So this is Mahaprabhu's in this mood of Radharani's Mahabhav, Mahabhav Rasaraj. Krishna want to understand. Krishna came as Mahaprabhu to understand what is this Divyonmad? What is this Madanakya Mahabhav of Radha? So this is very early. This is Madhi Leela 3. Imagine the condition he's in Gambira, Anti Leela 20. How crazy and how mad he is in ecstatic love. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went towards Vrindavan, right, Vrindavan Gamana. Gamana means to go, Gaman. Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar, and Prabhu Mukunda followed him. So he went to Vrindavan with three associates. Because when he was in Ramkeli, he met Sanatana Goswami, and at that time a large group was following Lord Chaitanya, a big entourage. So Sanatana Goswami said, "My Lord," because he was quite a bit older than Lord Chaitanya, he said, "I don't think it's a very good idea to go with many people to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a nirjan place, nirjan bhajan. It is not a place for social life. It is a place for solitary bhajan. You're taking all these people with you." Who are these people? They're all Parishads and Navadvipa Vasis and Kanda Vasis and Puri Vasis. They're all Nitya Siddhas and pure devotees. And he's saying, "This is that. Forget all these guys. Leave them all behind. Don't go. Only go with a select handful." So he said, "Yes, Sanatan, you have spoken correctly." So he took Nityananda, Chandrasekhar, and Prabhu Mukunda. And I think we'll stop there. We'll continue tomorrow with this story. Nitai Trix Ngor. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.